Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
The smart way to trade in old gadgets. Need some extra cash?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And if you've got old gadgets piling up by the minute, you can either give them to a loved one, throw them away, or trade them in, not just for store credit, but for actual cash. Many retailers will give you gift cards or store credit in exchange for these old gadgets. However, there's a surge in trade-in websites that pay you without waiting for a buyer. So let's get a little bit more on this from the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Nathan, this is interesting because I don't think a lot of people realize that this is even possible, or at the very least, they think at best you can get store credit or something. But there are dozens of websites out there that will basically promise you cash for used tech, correct?
Yeah, there are lots out there and plenty of options. And if you're looking to trade in your old, you know, phone or tablet or even a video game console or a laptop, there are so many options that it can be a bit overwhelming. You know, not all these websites are created equal. So I did some research, looked through some of them, and found a few options that really stand out as the best if you're looking to trade your old devices in for some cash.
Okay, so you've narrowed them down to four smart options. These are the best we could find out there. Let's start with Gazelle. I think this is probably the one that most people are familiar with or at least heard of. It's a popular gadget trade-in site. Can you break down their MO for us?
Yeah, Gazelle is pretty simple. Basically, you go on their website, and then you tell the website what kind of device you have. They accept a wide range of Apple products, not just iPhones and iPads, but also Macs, Apple TVs, and iPods, as well as many Android devices. And then they give you a quote, and you have a free box that comes in the mail with a shipping label, so you can send it to them for free. And they give you 30 days to decide whether or not you want to proceed with the trade. At that point, the quote is what you can look forward to. But Gazelle, if they see that your device is actually in better shape than originally anticipated, they might even give you a little bit more. They're definitely one of the most popular. They've paid out more than $200 million, and they're kind of the biggest name for this, one of the most trusted websites. Mm. But their focus is still really on Apple products and then Android devices.
Okay, gotcha. And there's also MaxBack. Now, this is similar to Gazelle, but how is it different?
Yeah, they still take the 30-day approach. They'll still send you a box and all these things. What's really different here is they'll accept things like Fitbits, headphones, Bluetooth speakers, and even virtual reality headsets.
Oh.
So, you know, like old Oculus Rift headsets or Samsung Gear VR, all this sort of thing. The one thing they really don't take are video game consoles, but they are very highly rated on different websites such as Trustpilot and Reseller Ratings, which are two websites that no matter which one of these different options you want to check out, you should really check out Reseller Ratings and Trustpilot to kind of get a feel for what people who have used these options before think of them. But yeah, MaxBack basically just takes a wide array of different devices.
Gotcha. Also highly rated is StopPoint. What's unique about that website? What's their selling point?
Basically, their bragging point is speed. They'll actually pay you via PayPal within 24 hours of receiving your device, or they'll send you a check that will arrive within 3 days of them receiving your device. So they're a little bit quicker than everybody else. Usually you might have to wait a few days or even like a week or so if you're using Gazelle or MaxBack. StopPoint, they'll get you money a lot quicker. So if you're needing money quick, it might be the way to go. They also are one of the few sites that will take old cameras and lenses as trade-in, as well as old Sony PlayStation and Microsoft Xbox consoles.
Okay. So speaking of, you know, something a little bit more instantaneous, you can get same-day cash using something called an eco ATM. Can you break down this for us?
Yeah, this is a little different. So this isn't a website, although you could go onto eco ATM's website and actually get a quote to get an idea of how much they'll give you. But eco ATM works on kiosks that are placed within malls all around the U.S. I mean, there's literally thousands of these things across the country.
Okay.
They will pay you on the spot in cash. They use cameras in the kiosk to judge the condition of your smartphone, your tablet, or your iPod. There's even tips on their website on how to wipe the device beforehand. So they do make things pretty easy. But if you need kind of like that same day turnaround, or even within a couple days, if you can get out to the mall, this is definitely the quickest option. Now, the Better Business Bureau has logged some eco ATM complaints, but those largely pertain to the kiosks being used by people who steal phones and then sell them in the machines, not necessarily customers who felt ripped off once they use them. Eco ATM is a good way to go if speed is of the essence here.
We're speaking the top tech trade insights for gadgets with The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Nathan, there are so many of these sites, like you said, and I think it's really important to note and reiterate that you really need to do your research. Now, you mentioned good resources like the Better Business Bureau and such, but any last tips we should really take into consideration before we go ahead and trade in?
You should definitely do some homework here. You know, one thing to look out for, really, is what the different quotes are. If you're ever considering this, you should get a quote from Gazelle. You should get a quote from MaxPack. You should get a quote from all these different websites and see who's offering you the most. But if there's one website that is offering like $200 or $300 more than everybody else, that's a bit of a red flag. Because the fact of the matter is that all of these different companies are kind of in the same market, and these devices on the resale, if you buy them used or whatever, and Gazelle actually sells used devices on their website, there's only a certain value that people are willing to pay for them. So if there's an outlandish quote, the likelihood is that that website might receive your device and then actually pay you less than they quote you for. There's lots of situations like that with various different websites. So take a little bit of time, do your homework, but definitely Gazelle, MaxPack, StopPoint, and EcoATM are four options that you can trust. But no matter what, you should definitely do your research here.
Great. Great tips as always. Nathan, thanks as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. That wraps up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.